Chagai Perek Beis Pasuk Hey, the people are disappointed. The people are depressed. The people are looking at their building project and the schematics, and they're like, what is this compared to the first Beis HaMikdash? It's nothing. It's smaller. As Rav Chaim Angel points out, there's no Aron. And that's a big problem. The Nisim of the first, the inferior political status of the Jews as a vassal state, the lack of any overt sign of divine intervention at the time of Hester Panim, after Mordechai v'Esther and Megillas Esther, we're feeling like, it's not the same. Which is why we said at the end of the previous pasuk, Hashem says, I'm with you just like I was with the Jews coming out of Mitzrayim. But es hadavor asher karati itchem b'tzeischem imi Mitzrayim. The thing that I set up with you, the matter of the covenant that I sealed with you when you went forth from Egypt, Pesach is coming, we're so happy. Beruchi omedes besochechem, my spirit stands in your midst. And again, just like va'asu, just do it, now alti ra'u, don't be afraid. He doesn't say alti ra'u from this, that, and the other. Alti ra'u, don't be afraid. So he's giving encouragement with very simple commanding verbs. Just do. Fear not. Don't be afraid of your enemies. Don't be afraid of insufficient funding, that you're going to run out of cash to build it. Have some emunah. The money is going to come. He seems to be saying, says Rabbi Angel, that God will soon shake up the nations and inspire them to contribute funds to the Beis HaMikdash fund. Can you imagine the building fund? Big gold letters on the front. Whoever puts their name on it. The sanctuary. Mamish. Imagine, if you will, I fell down a rabbit hole last night, and I was watching videos about Jew blaming all around the world, including an AI reggae song called It's Just the Jews, J-O-O-Z, which is actually hilarious, made by an Israeli guy. Can you imagine those guys? There's a group I read about this morning who is funding most of the leftist activity in America. I know I sound like a tin foil hat conspiracy theory guy, but there's a group called Answer, A-N-S-W-E-R. It's funded by a guy who is getting more and more press from China, who had an insanely wealthy computer or something, technology thing. And as soon as he got all his money out and cashed out, he started putting his money into organizations. Organizations that all have the same yellow pre-printed placards that are protesting Palestine and protesting ICE and protesting whatever the cause of the day is. They just yellow out the old word and put in the new word. And it's all coming from funding from one organization that's being investigated, except in New York, they scotched the investigation. A couple of judges who disagree with the political motivation of investing these guys. And it's scary. Imagine them contributing all that money to the Beis HaMikdash. It's unthinkable, but that's what Chagai is telling us not to worry about. Sorry about the digression. Again, conspiracy theories. What am I going to do? Vav ki cho amar Hashem tzavakos. Thus spaketh the Lord of hosts. Od achas me'ati. There will rise another one. Interesting. There will be one more. It is a small one. One more what? It's like Rashi, one more empire. It will be Malchus Paras. Zuha Mashalas Aleichem Od. The Persian Empire that now rolls over Klal Yisrael, there's going to be one more kingdom that's going to extend its authority over Klal Yisrael. The next Malchus, Zagrashi, Malchus Yavan. Umahat Yehezman Memshalta, but its empire is going to be of a short dominion. It's not going to last long. The Greeks have had an oversized impact on Western civilization, but the actual Greek Empire, it didn't last that long compared to all the others. Vani mar ish es hashamayim vesa'oretz. And I will shake, ra'ash, always means an earthquake, the heavens and the earth, that's hayam and the seas, that's echarava and the dry land. I'm going to cause a huge upheaval. What is that upheaval? Zagrashi benisim anasim levnei chashmonoi chanekeh. I'm going to do a big nes that's going to come. And I heard very interesting historical shiurim about that from a woman named Malka Simkovich, who is a historian of early religion and talks especially about the diaspora, about how Judaism was refashioned once we were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't the Beis HaMikdash that was the center. It was Tefillah that was the center, Anshei Knesset HaGedola. It's a tremendously adaptive faith. We have made it through many, many incarnations of different Jewish Gullison. The Nes of Hanukkah was originally less appreciated than it would become once it became huge. And now the holiday that even non-religious people are most affiliated with. Zion here, Ashti es kol ha-goyim. I'm going to shake up all the nations. Not just the land, not just the sea, not just the environment, but them. Uvo'u chemdas kol ha-goyim. And they will come with the precious things of all the nations. So imagine Hamas coming with a big check to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Shocking. Now, in fact, what happens, say some of the Mefarshim, is that the Goyim are going to submit to your power, which occurred during the time of Chashmonaim, Herod. The Jews were kind of, the Jewish state was shining to the rest of the world. But that's why many people say that this isn't just, says the Abarbanel Mitzudos, this isn't just the second Beis HaMikdash that we're talking about. It's the third Beis HaMikdash building. When Gog u'Magog, all the wealth and riches of the nations are going to come to Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Even though that one, we have a tradition, it's going to come down from Shomayim. But Chemdas Kol HaGoyim, everything they hold dear, suddenly they're going to be dedicating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That would be, if you look at global politics now, that would be amazing. U'mileisiyas habayis hazeh kovod. And I will fill this house, the Beis HaMikdash, with glory, Amar Hashem Tzavakos. Wow, that would be something else. What some of the Mefarshim connect this to, some say it's the Gemara also connects it, is to Alexander the Great, who was going to march on Eretz Yisrael, the land that was coveted by all of the different nations. And he was going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Alexander the Great. But instead, he had a dream, he had a vision. Instead, Alexander ended up supporting the Beis HaMikdash a little bit. And here a pasuk that we all know, and we'll start with it next time.